26天
Part C
常考话题
Health, Body Care, and Social Relations
经典图片集图片一
Candidate A
In the picture, an old man with a white beard is standing in the field and saying, I'm going to be 100 years old the next year. Everybody wants to live a long life.But longevity is not for everyone. There are some places in China, as well as the whole world, where people living there averagely live a longer life, and 100-something years old is not unusual. Doctors, scientists, and public health experts have found that this kind of places are all in mountainous areas, far away from the modern cities. One reason for the good health of the people in those places is the clean and beautiful environment.Temperature is relatively steady all year long, and the place is rich in flowers, fruits, vegetables, and wildlife. Another reason is people's diet. Long-life people eat different things. Some eat mainly raw vegetables and fruit, and eat very few meat. Some eat mainly milk, cheese, vegetables, and meat. Some eat mainly grain, corn, beans, and potatoes. Some drink alcohol daily, but some never drink.Some smoke every day, while some never smoke. But the diets are similar in two general ways. First, the fruits and vegetables that the long-life people eat are all natural. That is, they contain no chemicals. Second, long-life people take in fewer calories than people do in other parts of the world. So, the point is not what kind of food we eat, as we have imagined,but whether the food is natural or not.
Candidate B.
I think another point about the long-life people is their lives are physically hard since most of them live in the countryside and are farmers. They don't need to go to health clubs because they get a lot of exercises in their daily work. In addition, although their lives are hard, they do not have the worries as city people do.Their lives are quiet, so I believe physical exercise and freedom from worry are also two very important reasons for a long, healthy life.
图片二
Candidate B.
The picture shows two friends talking with each other. I think friendship is one of the most valuable things in the world. One may have no brothers or sisters, even no relatives, but he must have some friends.There are several important qualities that I think we must consider when making friends. First, being frank. Good friends should be frank with each other. A person is not a real friend if he only tries to please you, but isn't honest or frank. Second, being faithful and reliable. I think everyone will take faithfulness as the basis of friendship. Third, being understanding.Everybody needs to be understood, and an understanding friend sometimes is the only one that can understand us. Fourth, being optimistic. You know, having an optimistic friend helps to keep ourselves to be optimistic. And last, being helpful. A friend is someone you know you can count on. It's someone who will help you if you need help, who will listen to you when you talk about your problems. Just as the old saying goes,A friend in need is a friend indeed. But the reality is, it's not easy to make a true friend who will not just tell us what we want to hear, but advise us to do what he or she thinks is really best for us in the long run. Fortunately, I have some true friends and will always be ready to help each other no matter what problems crop up. Friendship has already become an important part of my life. I cherish it very much.
Candidate A.
Friendship is extremely important to me. It's like being brothers or sisters. But even more than that, I mean, I would do nearly anything for my friends, and I would expect that they could do the same for me. If one didn't help me when I was in need, I wouldn't consider him a good friend. I think I'm lucky enough, because I have many friends.
经典短文
Are you fit and healthy?Do you know the difference between health and fitness? Health is freedom from disease, and fitness is your ability to meet the physical needs around you. Therefore, a person in good health may get out of breath more quickly than an athlete with a cold who's in good physical condition. Here are a few hints on health and exercise. Health. Sleep is important. However, the average adult shouldn't need more than 8 hours sleep per night. Even if you have a very late night, 9 hours should be enough for you to catch up on lost sleep. If you suffer from sleeplessness, try this. Before going to bed, sit with your feet in a bowl of cold water. If you're brave enough, fill the bath with cold water till it comes to your waist. A cup of herb tea or hot milk with a spoonful of honey should help you to relax. If you can't sleep, don't toss and turn. Get up and do something active or read. By the way, if you suffer from sleeplessness, don't worry. People who can't sleep easily are usually creative with a lively and overactive mind. Exercise. Everyone needs to do a certain amount of exercise in order to keep fit. Do you know that it is better to do a little exercise regularly rather than a lot now and then? You needn't, and in fact, mustn't overdo it. When you get up in the morning, stretch and breathe deeply. Then bend down and touch your toes, legs straight, 20 times. Try to get used to walking upstairs instead of using the lift. Do you know that climbing a flight of stairs every day is better for you in the long run than running round the block 3 times a week? So you needn't feel breathless and exhausted when you exercise. On the contrary, you shouldn't.